You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I have a friend who is a wonderful Christian, but believes that the Bible does not condemn polygamy. What does the Bible teach about polygamy? Interesting question. You know, I was first to wrestle with the biblical teaching on polygamy when I taught a group of ministers in Zimbabwe a few years ago. I naturally assumed that they would all be against it, but there were some who felt that the practice was endorsed by the Bible and was thus acceptable to Christians. Now, before I continue, I think it is necessary to clarify that when most people speak of polygamy, they are really referring to polygyny. That's P-O-L-Y-G-Y-N-Y. Polygyny is marriage to multiple wives, as opposed to polyandry, which involves the union of one woman with several men. Now, let's get back to this whole notion of polygamy or polygyny in Scripture. Now, the first apparent polygynous case in Scripture is recorded in Genesis chapter 4, verse 19, where Lamech, a descendant of Cain, has two wives, seemingly at the same time. However, the practice of polygyny, we find, was not limited to Cain's descendants, as we soon discover when Abraham, the father of the faithful, forces his Egyptian slave into marriage, even while he is married to Sarah. Now, following this precedent, Abraham's grandson Jacob, the father of the Israelites, produced 12 sons through four wives, although two of them had the status of mistresses. Apparently, the Israelites accepted polygyny as a societal norm. We see this in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, where Moses assumes the legality of polygyny very much in the same way as he does divorce in Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 3. Now, the acceptance of polygyny among God's Old Testament people is evidenced by the fact that David, you know, the man after God's own heart, also had several wives. In fact, in 2 Samuel 12:8. Yahweh reveals through Nathan that it was he who gave David Saul's wives. And who can forget the 1,000 woman who called Solomon husband? Now, when we get to the New Testament, we find that the New Testament is virtually silent on the issue of polygyny. Paul is the only New Testament writer who indirectly addresses the issues in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2 and 12, and also in Titus 1, verse 6. And in those texts, he basically states that church officers can only be married to one wife, which some believe suggests that those who are not church officers could have more than one wife. Now, it appears to me that in making this a criteria, however, for church leaders, the Holy Spirit through Paul elevates the ideal for God's people. You know, we're all supposed to be trying to emulate those who lead us. Now, while that's assuming that they're leading in the right way. Now, while the Bible does not explicitly forbid polygyny, God's purpose for marriage is indicated by the fact that he only made one wife for Adam at creation and declared that the two become one flesh in marriage. We find that Jesus also heralds the one flesh theme in Matthew 19 when discussing the issue of marriage and divorce with the Pharisees. And Paul uses the union of one man and one woman to illustrate the symbiotic relationship between the Christ and the church in Ephesians chapter 5. So all I have to say is that as a people living to please God, it is my hope that all will attempt to live according to the divine ideal. And of course, that is one man, one woman. I hope this helps, and keep these questions coming in. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. www.lifeheritagemissionaries.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.